seduciendo a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar a toa con VIP, un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey, que sonríe.
Buenos días, it is currently 8:08 a.m. I'm your host, DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Seaman Apprentice Anthony Garo. I have a special guest in the studio today with me. This morning, I have Sentry Smith, who is the NASA Ganilla Ombudsman. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
All right, that is really nice to hear. Before we get into the interview this hour, I wanted to ask you the question of the day, which is, if you could relive one moment from your past, what would it be and why?
This is gonna show my age, but I would have to be my very first date with my husband. Our first date was, we went to go see Ali with Will Smith when that came out. So yeah, that's a long time ago. But it was my very first date, and we were so nervous. He opened up the doors for me. I don't even think we paid attention to the movie. We were so nervous, and then we went out to IHOP afterwards, but it was kind of like just the whole world was kind of closed off. We just...
Magical.
Yes.
Magical
so
night.
If I could relive, it would relive that day because it was a great day for both of us.
All right.
I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Only to stay tuned to hear more from Sentries when we come back. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sentinella, the station serving you, America's best. All right. And I'm back in the studio with our ombudsman, Sentries. And the first question I have for you, Sentries, is can you tell our listeners what exactly is an ombudsman?
Okay, so an ombudsman is like a trusted resource. We provide information, assistance, anything that will support and help our military families. We offer that to them.
All right. And I know how important your job is, so I do want to ask, how do ombudsmen advocate for military families, and what is their involvement within the community?
Okay, so we advocate, we're like the bridge between the families and the command. So we work closely with the command leaders, CO, XO, CMC. And so if there's any issues or concerns that the families have, we take those issues and bring them to the command so that the command can get those addressed. So we're like that link for the families. We advocate by, if they have any issues and they want to give us a call. We have duty phones. So if they have a serious issue matter, they can call us and we can get those issues addressed. We don't report unless, of course, it's life dangerous situations. But other than that, we keep it confidential so our families can be, they can trust us in whatever they come to us with. Sometimes they just want to talk, and that's okay too. We're not counselors, but we're here to just support you and be here for you. So any issues you have, you are free to come to your command ombudsman.
That's really helpful. Thank you so much. And I know coming overseas can be pretty stressful, mm-hmm. So it's important to know who to go to and find those resources.
Yes.
I want you to stay tuned because we have more from Sentries when we come back. And we are back with our ombudsman, Sentries. Thanks so much for telling our listeners what you do and how you help to support our community. I know that there are always some misconceptions about any job. What are some common misconceptions about the ombudsman, and how do you dispel them?
I think some misconceptions may be, one, generally they see a lot of ladies in the role, but it's not just for ladies. We love to see some men in there too. So it is open to anybody that has a heart to help and give back to their community. If you just want to be a part of something and you want to help, you just want to help your community.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, male or female, you are welcome. So don't look at it like, I can't be a part of this because, I generally see women. So that's one misconception. Another one is that, we are more so facilitators. We will, tell you about the resource, put you on the right avenue for the resource, but we don't necessarily, give you the resource.
I get it.
We basically give you the education, the resource, we help and assist, and then we put you on the right path to do that. So those are some that come to mind.
Like providing. Mm-hmm. All right. And my next question for you is something I feel like comes with time and experience. So are there any memorable experiences you have had as an ombudsman that you can tell us about?
As a relatively new ombudsman, I would have to say, as I've done this, a lot of it has been memorable for me, whether it's just been in the meetings with the ladies and doing the advanced training has been memorable. Just the times that I've been able to help, the phone calls that I've gotten so far, the emails that I've gotten, and I've been able to help them and put them on the right track. There was one time she asked me, a family member asked me, you know, I just want to know about the base. I just want to know what's around, you know, simple things like that. That was memorable for me because just being able to help and give of my time.
That feeling of just.
Yes, just the feeling of helping is great for me. So far it's been just great.
That's really nice. It's always so good to look back on good moments, but can you tell us a little bit more about the challenges of your role and what are the most rewarding parts of being an ombudsman?
The most rewarding, it's just being able to help, that feeling you get when you know that you were able to help and give that family member what they were seeking. The challenge may be in, you know, we don't know everything. So the challenge may be, I may not know what to do, but I will get back to you with that information. Even some stories that may come across to us, we're just supposed to be neutral, but those stories can get kind of scary, yeah. And kind of just put you in a sticky situation, but you never like to hear about those stories, but that can be some of the challenges, just, you know, that you can possibly face.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Centuries. We have a little bit more from Centuries, so stay tuned to hear more.
Thank you.
Good morning. If you are just tuning in, I am here with Centuries, who is NASA Ganella's own ombudsman. I have a couple more questions for you, Centuries. My first question is, what is the vision for the future as an ombudsman, and how do you continue to make a difference in our community?
Okay, my vision for the future is that ombudsman would be well known. Sometimes it just seems like not everybody may know about the ombudsman and what we do. And so I just hope that we can just get more out there and people will know without a doubt what we do and who we are. And what was your next question?
The other question was, how do you continue to make a difference in our community?
We can continue by making a difference by getting involved, continuing events that are going on around Saganella, continuing to go to the town halls, and continuing to listen to our families and assist them in what they need.
Yeah, that's really nice. And for the closing question, I just wanted to ask you before we go today, is there anything else you'd like to add?
If you want your voice heard, if you need any kind of assistance, please reach out to your local command ombudsman. We're here to help. You never know when that accident or that emergency, something can happen. We are your link. So know that we're here. We're here to listen. We're here to assist you. Anything you need, we're here. There was just one time I needed my ombudsman. We were living back in Virginia and our roof collapsed.
Oh my God.
And he was deployed. So my link was my ombudsman. So know that you have resources. And, you know, us as ombudsman, we're still learning. You know, there's a ton of resources and we don't know everything. So just know that you can come to us and get that resource that you need. We're all learning. We're all growing. But, you know, when that time that you're going to need something, know that we're there.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today and being on air with us at AFM. That was Centuries, our NASA Ganella's own ombudsman. Have an amazing day, Centuries. Stay tuned for more of The Morning Buzz. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Saganella, the station serving you, America's best.